Hey, here we are again. Another week has passed, another week to reflect on and to look at what went well last week and what do I want to change? Where are my opportunities to grow? What is my path to growth? Well, today we have a conversation about mindset. This is a phrase that I love to hate, and I one that I work with on a daily basis. And so I just wanted to give you my perspective on what mindset truly is and how we can look at it differently, and we don't have to just change what we're thinking. Well, and how that's not even possible. So let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. There is no set in mindset. Mindset is one of those words that, like, it's kind of a buzzword now. It's kind of, you hear it. Everyone is a mindset coach. Everyone talks about, it's just about your mindset, changing your mindset. And they're not wrong. But I think that they're looking at it a little backwards. I think that we think that, well, once we get a new mindset, my problems are going to go away. Once we get that mindset, or if I focus on mindset, all the actions will come through and I will get what I want and I can just manifest. And all I do is just change my mindset and change my life. And again, not like 100% wrong and not 100% right either. Mindset has become one of those buzzwords that I don't even know if we hear it so much anymore. I don't know if we process it. Like, we hear it and we just kind of, oh yeah, mindset. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Add that to the to-do list. Okay. When I have time or when I know what my mind says, then I'll figure out my mindset. But let's unpack it a little bit. Let me give you a little, hopefully it gives you a little grace here, because there's nothing set about the mind. God says we should renew it every day. We need to, focus on things that are good. Mindset, the beliefs that we hold, because the mindset, that's what it is. It's a set of beliefs that we hold. And these sets of beliefs that we hold change based on season, based on circumstances, based on knowledge, based on wisdom, based on experience, based on our friend groups, based on our desires, based on our dreams and our vision. This mindset that everyone talks about achieving and getting, there's nothing settling about it. It's something that it's going to be a constant, I don't want to say struggle, it's going to be a constant. You almost have to partner with it. It's not something that you can set it and forget it. It's not something that you can determine, okay, these are the beliefs I'm going to hold, and I'm going to put boundaries around them, and I'm not going to think anything else but these, this mindset. And life is not, it doesn't work that way. I don't have to tell you that. I really don't believe I do. I think that if you think about it, the idea of it is what we're looking for. I would love to be able to change my life by changing my thoughts. I would love to be able to think differently and not have these blocks or not have these stressors or not being overwhelmed or not be anxious. Like, I wish I didn't have this urge for more and that I'm unsatisfied when I have a good life.
when I like, I'm grateful for what I have, and I shouldn't want more. And so you're like, well, I just need to change my mind about it. And when we give ourselves that parameter that we just need to change our mind, change the way we think about it, it's actually putting up roadblocks. It's putting up blinders. It's putting up barriers and protection around what's possible. It's a way of protecting us, making us safe, not successful. If you're new to listening to this podcast or this on YouTube, if you're new to my world, our brains are meant to keep us safe, not successful. It's not about success and failure. It's about, do we want to maintain what we understand, or are we willing to get uncomfortable and see what's possible? Because success is really going for what we don't know is possible. Success, you get to define that. And different seasons, I've defined it different ways. And that's one of those words that I realized that, okay, like every time I decide that I want to stop playing it safe and I want to be successful, that I want to push my comfort zone, I want to push past the resistance, and I want to go for something that I know that I want, I get to define what success looks like for that instance. And so when we're looking at mindset, when we are looking at what is possible for us, when we want a change, it is not as simple as just telling yourself to think differently. How many times have you done that? And it lasted for a short time. It is like, okay, you force something. You should do something. You force these habits that you know will get you what you want. Or how many times have you not actually defined what it is that you want? Like this elusive mindset that we all want. Have you decided? Have you thought it through? Like, okay, what thoughts, what beliefs do I want to create? What beliefs are true for me and the world around me? And this is different. My stance on my truth, that there is one truth. That's the definition, is it's true for everyone. It's like, there's an ultimate truth. There's preferences. There's desires, there's values, there's dreams, there's visions, there's likes and dislikes. But truth, there's a backing behind it. And so when you're looking at the mindset, when you're looking at the beliefs that you want to hold, that's getting down and dirty, getting like quiet and defining that. Because I can guarantee just picking up the beliefs of someone else, picking up, okay, please. And there's some very well-known motivational speakers who talk about like, listen to this affirmation, and there's elements of truth to that. There's elements of, yes, listening to affirmations. The thing is that it's, if it goes directly against your beliefs, you can listen to it all day. It will never rewrite your story. It will never rewrite your mindset. So getting clear about what beliefs you need to hold in order to be who you want to be, to have what you want to have, and to do what you want to do, that is where the mindset work comes in. Because it's not a set that works for everybody. It's not a set that you craft it, like needlepoint it all beautiful, and then it's done. It's decided, and I'm going to put it on the wall, and that is my new mindset, and I am all better, and I'm going to have what I want. We know that that's not how it works. And so I just wanted to come on here, and I wanted to talk about the fact that there's nothing set in mindset. That if you have this vision of just changing your thoughts and forcing a set of beliefs on yourself that don't align with your values or don't align with the thoughts you already have, the beliefs you already hold, if it doesn't speak to the truth that is around you and how amazing you are, if we don't find the evidence that this new belief is true and it directly goes against one of the your aunts, your automatic negative thoughts, it will become a chore. It will become a source of grief. It'll become a source of stress and overwhelm because you have the idea of who you want to be. But if you don't address the beliefs behind it, the beliefs of what's keeping me from being that person already, then just telling ourselves to think differently or picking up a mindset book. And there are some amazing ones. I read them. There are some really great thought leaders and scientists who study the brain and thought. And as you know, just my background in psychology, thoughts are incredibly powerful. I remember, man, it was within the first year of working on my master's in marriage and family and child therapy. And we were talking about hope and we're talking about changes. And our instructor had this client who had worked with him for a long time. And there was just hopeless. And she's like, well, let's go ahead and do a brain scan. You know, we're really not going to give up. We're going to figure this out. Like, we're going to get you out of this depression. And they put him in the machine for the brain scan. They haven't even started the test yet. And all of a sudden the brain on the computers lit up and they're like, what's going on? And he's like, nothing. I didn't do anything. And they're like, well, your brain just changed. What were you thinking in that moment? He's like, well, I wasn't thinking anything. It's like, well, if it's not any, like, what was it? What was the thought that you had? And he's like, well, I was thinking that if you'll go to this links to help me, and that there's, that you're willing to do this brain scan and see that it's not me that's causing this. There must be some hope because you wouldn't do it for no reason. In that moment, his thought of there must be some measure of hope changed his brain chemistry. So the power of thought is incredible and it's not something to be taken lightly. And you're right. Changing your thoughts do change your life. The way that most of the world approaches mindset, that let's just figure out what you need to think and then force yourself to think it, is not helpful, and it actually can be demoralizing. It can send you deeper into a depression or anxiety because now, not on top of these new beliefs that you know will change, you know, they're great beliefs, there's nothing wrong with them. But then there's that guilt of it's not working for me and the shame of maybe I'm just not worth it. Or maybe it's, you know, this works for other people, but not me. And we get to address that because it's not true. By looking at our thoughts before we determine what we want our beliefs to be, when we discover what beliefs we hold, it gives us the freedom to rewrite them in a way that's true, that directly speaks to the lie that belief is working on. I am in a training with some amazing coaches where I'm actually in training to be able to coach coaches. I train coaches, like to be an instructor coach. And this one of the things we have to do is we have to coach each other. And there's elements because it's like, okay, I'm coaching a new coach on how to coach their client who is a coach themselves in this instance. So we all know the information. It's fun. It gets to be very dynamic. And we have some of our coaches who are kind of cheeky and play just to make it difficult because, you know, we're working on things that are not easy. But we need to know how to handle them because our brains say some really weird things. We have some really crazy thoughts and beliefs that other people instantly know is not true. But for yourself, you have held that belief deep in your subconscious for so long, you can't see another way. Well, anyway, this coach who she's been instructing for years, like even before she was a coach, she was a teacher. And she is, I mean, she is definitely a mentor. She is definitely someone you look up to. And she's doing something new. And one of the thoughts is that no one wants to learn from me. And so part of the process that we take our clients through and part of the neuro coaching is we refute it. We look at, okay, what evidence shows that like it's actually not true, that belief you hold, because a belief we hold is a thought paired with an emotion over time. There is no checklist that, okay, determine if it's true or not. So many of the thoughts and the beliefs that we hold are actually to keep us safe, to keep us right where we are. It's uncomfortable, but it keeps us like numb and stationary, paralyzed. We're in the circumstances. And so we instantly, like she was instantly able to list. Well, no. So we're like, 'cause no one ever learns anything from you. No one ever wants to listen to you and learn from you. And she's like, well, okay, no, you know, yeah, you guys do. And we're like, okay. And oh yeah. And do you have clients? Well, yeah, I have coaching clients. So, okay. Do they? And though we were role-playing it still, we put our own circumstances in there. She's like, no, this is actually, and one of the coaches like giggled and she's like, I don't know if you're being serious or not. She's like, are you? And she's like, no, I'm being serious. This is a thought that came up in this last week. And I, you know, and the fact that I need to go through it, I need to take it through the mind matrix, and I need to rewire it. I need to get this belief out because it's stopping me. And instantly we like, with a few guiding questions, she was able to refute it, to come up with a logical reason why that thought was false. She came up with like 10 to 15 incidences like that she could prove that are concrete, that true, that belief is wrong. And so we go through, and when we look at that from this perspective, when we look at what beliefs do you hold already, and then we start looking at, okay, what's ultimately true? And then we take it. There's another process of where we emotionally work that out, and to get paired together, the logical and emotional refutes is how you make that mindset shift. That's how you create what we call a brain prime that actually starts to rewire those beliefs. And it's so much more than just coming up with a set of beliefs that you want to believe. It's actually rewiring the thoughts that are deep in your subconscious. It brings them up, brings them to light, because we know when things come to light, they lose their power. And so when you are looking at, and you know, like, okay, I just need to think differently about this. I need a new mindset. I want you to start, like, give yourself some grace and really get comfortable with asking yourself, okay, what is my belief about this right now? What is some of my automatic negative thoughts? What are some of my aunts? What are some of these, you know, listen to what you're thinking about. Listen to what your brain is telling you, what it's serving you. And then recognize it's not always true. Most of the time it's not. It is a thought that's going to keep you where you are, not let you be successful. So just like my coach friend who now she's come up with over 100 ways that thought is not true. And so with that, we get to take it and create a brain prime, and she gets to rewire that thought and change her mindset, her set of beliefs. And with that, now she has the evidence of the truth. So that way her brain can accept it. Because if she would just said, oh, of course people want to listen to me because I'm likable. Well, her brain is thinking likable has nothing to do with it. You know, whatever her thought was, and I won't share that because it is a personal thing, but there is a specific thought behind it. That if she would have just said, I'm a good person, people want to hear from me. People always learn from me. These affirmation style mindset tips, she would have been fighting the same thought over and over and over. And so if you are working on your mindset and you want to get serious about it, then start looking at what are some of your beliefs you currently hold. Where do they come from? What is the unconscious thought behind it? And start bringing that to light, because then you can now, you can look at really what you're dealing with. It like uncovers this whole idea of like, when you write it down, like your brain sees it differently and you can immediately start to see how it's not true. And it's crazy because being in a group of coaches like and friends, like we know this woman, this beautiful souled woman, and we instantly can refute it. We instantly know that that is a lie. And there's no part of that that is true. But if we just told her, oh, of course we, you know, of course people want to listen to you. And again, just the affirmation of people want to listen to me every day. The brain's like, okay, well, that works for them. But we have a more serious belief in here. We have different reasons why people don't listen to us or don't want to learn from us. And so that's why we get to look at our own thoughts. I hope this has been helpful for you. I hope it's not too disconjointed. I really wanted to give you some inspiration here. I wanted to give you some grace and give you some deep sighs of relief that you're not doing it wrong. It's not that having a new mindset doesn't work for you. It's the set of beliefs that you're trying to believe, the new mindset that you want. There's nothing set about it. That it's constantly renewing. Your brain is constantly changing, and your thoughts. And if we don't go for those deep unconscious, subconscious thoughts and beliefs and rewire those, address those, then it doesn't matter how hard we try, we won't get a new mindset. We won't create a new set of beliefs that we embody. Like we can say them every morning. We can look in the mirror and say, you know, I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like me. Everyone knows you know, SNL from old SNL skits, but we can say those. But then there's part of our brain that's like, Tammy, that's not true. And you know what? We're going to stay right where we are. We're going to hold on to these beliefs that it's not true because it's safer here. To rewire your brain, to get a new set of, you know, mindset, to create a new belief system, to allow your mind to shift in this season or in the create a belief system that you need now and for the future. It's not a hard process, but it is a specific process. Our brains, the science behind it. And I love the fact that science is finally catching up with the Bible with this. I mean, we do have to renew our brains every day, renew our thoughts, renew our minds. And it doesn't have to be hard. But it has to be specific. We need to address our subconscious thoughts. And if you're ready to do that, get on my calendar and let's just talk about what's possible for you. I have seen so many people, so many amazing women who instantly, when they start saying some of the thoughts that the beliefs that they hold, like I already can see how it's not true. But because their brain doesn't have that evidence pointed out, they're going to hold on to it because they're going to stay safe. So if you're trying to build a business, if you're trying to, you know, gain some followers or gain some impact, like if you want success based on your definition, not the world's, if you want to make an impact and feel fulfilled without sacrificing what's important, let's chat. Let's talk. Let's see what's possible for you. Let's take that personalized next step and just get your next step. Let's look at what thought is holding you and paralyzing you and keeping you from getting what you want. Then let's dive into that belief system that you hold that's not even true, that doesn't have an element of truth to it, but our brains have been like, oh yeah, that's good. We're going to keep that because it keeps us safe. Like let's look at those. And surprisingly, in 20 minutes, we can start to unpack that. All right, friend. Well, give yourself a break because your mindset, there's nothing set about the mind. It is going to be a lifelong, I don't want to say battle, because it doesn't have to be. It can be a fun and it can be uplifting and an enjoyable experience to renew your mind every day. We get to do it based on truth and who God says we are. We get to do it based on what's good and lovely and peaceful and all the fruits of the Spirit. We get to stay away from those negative thoughts that don't serve us and don't help us become who we want to be. We get to do it in a way that edifies God and ourselves, that brings us joy. So if you're ready for this, if you are ready to take off the training wheels and blind spots, and you're ready to just say, you know what, 2024 is going to be my year. I am going to stop allowing my old thoughts and beliefs to keep me from getting what I want. Those beliefs that I can't have a successful work life and be a great mom. Or I can't have my own thing. I can't start a business because I don't have the time or the money or the resources. There's so many things that we have to, these belief systems, there's an and in every one of those. There's an and. It doesn't have to be a but. It's not an either or. So let's find what that and is for you. With that, friend, I hope you have a beautiful week. I love chatting with you. I love hearing your stories. I love hearing your aha moments where it breaks those chains of bondage, and you can give yourself that sigh of relief that you are worthy, and it's not that you're broken. That's not that you're not capable of change. It's just your body's and your brain is doing what it's designed to do. And we get to work through that. But I just want to say thank you again for trusting me and being on this journey with me. And I hope to see you on my calendar. I hope to see you in Facebook or on Instagram. Like, message me, because I really do like talking to you. Here's my ask is, if you haven't left me a rating or review, I would love for you to do that. It would mean a lot to me. It tells the powers that be, all the algorithms and all of those, you know, Facebook and Apple words that we all don't really understand, but we know we're at the mercy of. It allows those entities to see that this is valuable. And with the more reviews that I have, the more they're willing to share it with other people and suggest it. And so please leave me the review. It takes just 2 or 3 minutes. Like, you don't have to write a novel, but I would really appreciate that. And then if there's someone who would benefit from this, if there's someone who's been struggling with their mindset and has been actively working on changing their mindset and they've been working hard and haven't seen the transformation they're looking for, share this with them. Give them the sigh of relief as well, to let them know that there's just an element missing. We need to find your belief first before we can dive into creating a new mindset. All right, friend, with that, I will see you again soon. As always, choose joy until joy chooses you. And well, I'll see you soon. All right, bye for now.